This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
So fun, because you're on the bus for like 2 or 4 days with all your friends. You're quizzing more. I've been there once last year to St. Louis. It's just, we should get more people involved because it's really good.
My guess is that going to nationals, the hanging out with other people who have been through the same process where they are in Oregon or Arizona or whatever, do you get much time to hang out with those folks too?
Yeah, there's a lot of hangout time between the actual quizzes and in the mornings and in the evenings. There's also fun rallies that they do, and it's just a great time. You get to hang out with people, hear good messages.
Are you in a good mindset when you go to, whether it's something local or something where people across the nation are coming from?
Two words, adrenaline pumping.
Great. Thank you all for being with us today on Family Life.
Great job, Greg, and some amazing young minds right there. This is the Noon Report for Tuesday on Family Life.
Good afternoon. Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Friendly high pressure is the culprit or the friend that is sponsoring our lovely day today. That high will give way, though, to a front. That will deliver some showers tomorrow and Thursday. Showers may linger Friday, but then it should clear for a decent, albeit cool, weekend. For this afternoon, plenty of sunshine and mild. High temperatures ranging generally at or above 60 for most. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temps 30s to low 40s. Then for tomorrow and Thursday, a fair amount of cloudiness. A few showers will arrive tomorrow from west to east. Be a few showers on Thursday. High temperatures both days, mid-50s to the middle 60s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at noon, a book returned to a Colorado library has quite a story to tell, as we find out from Family Life's Brian Querry.
More than 100 years after it was due, it's back home. I'm talking about a copy of the book Ivanhoe by Walter Scott that was due to be returned to a library in Fort Collins, Colorado on February 13th, 1919. Yes, that means it's been gone from the library for 105 years. Anna Claire Crumpton, digital communications specialist for the library, said the book came to the library after being discovered unexpectedly.
It came to us from an unnamed woman who it was passed along from her brother, who found it in their mom's belongings in Kansas.
And after 105 years, it's still in great condition. Luckily, the library is fee-free, or the late fees in today's money would be around $14,000. Staff hope the special book can be displayed at a local history museum or in a special spot at the library for others to check out. Brian Querry, Family Life News.
All right, speaking of checking out, Brian, it's time for us to check out. That is all the time we have today, Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.
You've been listening to The Noon Report, heard weekdays on Family Life. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this Family Life News Podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.